Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Given this is Monday and we have not spoken since this time on Friday, I'd like to begin the week with a quick review. And welcome if you are new to Definition. We're talking about the word abuse, and I am applying this specifically to women who are in abusive relationships with men. You could be married to such a man, his fiancée preparing for marriage, dating him, or divorced from him. Abuse has much broader application, of course. In the story we are following in the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel, this abuser was a successful businessman with many employees. Maybe you work for such a man. Still, I am zeroing in on how abuse affects you women within the sound of my voice. And our text is 1 Samuel chapter 25. We have met Abigail, the wife, who was intelligent and beautiful in appearance, and we have met Nabal, the husband, who was harsh and evil in his dealings. That is the way the Bible describes this couple. As we read, Nabal's business was in shepherding 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he has benefited from the services of David, who will be king but is not yet king, and his thousands of men. They have been protecting Nabal's land where he grazes these animals. But when David and his men run out of provisions and are hungry and thirsty and ask Nabal for some supplies, Nabal selfishly and nastily with his language refuses. Nabal mocks David, adding some disparaging comments, and refuses to help out the man and his men who have in reality made Nabal wealthier than he already was. Well, David is not happy with this response, and so he gathers swords and about 400 men and sets off to confront Nabal. Enter Abigail. One of Nabal's young men takes her word of what David is about to do and basically says, "You better talk to your husband." I'll read verse 17 of 1 Samuel 25, quoting this man. "Now therefore, know and consider what you should do. For evil is plotted against our master and against all his household, and Nabal is such a worthless man that no one can speak to him." That's the background. Today I'll say this, something I think you'll relate to if you are or have been abused. Notice how everyone around Nabal is now hurrying to make up for his abusive language and selfish attitude towards David? Nabal is the one who acted in an abusive manner, but his employees and his family, primarily his wife, are having to deal with the ramifications of his actions. Abusive husbands do this. Their language, actions, and attitudes create a circus around them and others. Either ashamed of their behavior and/or trying to make up for the abusive behavior, now spring into action to correct it. And that is exactly what Abigail does, as we will see. Meanwhile, the abuser himself sits back from it all and continues to be the one who hurts other people with cruel and violent treatment. I hope you remember that is my working definition of abuse, to hurt another person with cruel and violent treatment. This was who Nabal was. If you're like Abigail, always put in a position where you have to do something to make up for your husband's behavior, aren't you exhausted? Aren't you tired of the way you've masked, tried to fool the public for what is going on at home? Aren't you sick of apologizing for him? If so, stick with Abigail in our story. Let's see if we can find a way to encourage you and to help you as we look to God together here this week on Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.